prepare to add some curious places to your travel bucket list in the hour ahead. Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Our guests today share their fascination for destinations in Southeast Asia and in the wild spaces and untouristy towns of Italy's Abruzzo region. But first, Richard Grant returns to Travel with Rick Steves to tell us what he found in Zanzibar, an island whose very name is synonymous with exotic. Richard reports on the wacky things that happened to him on his way to discovering the source of the Nile in his book called Crazy River. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rick.
Tell us just, what is Zanzibar?
Well, Zanzibar, most people can't find it on a map. Everybody's heard of it, but people find it hard to point to on a map. It's an island off the east coast of Tanzania, and it's got a unique culture that's a blend of African, Indian, and Arab, and also with a dose of Shirazi from ancient Persia. It's a kind of a spice and slave and ivory trading island.
Wow.
And you see it all there in the streets, you know. It's all sort of colliding and melding with each other in what people are wearing and the kind of food they're eating and the kind of music they're listening to.
Richard, I did my little study before our interview, and Zanzibar, it's 20 miles by 60 miles, got 1 million people. Its tallest point is 500 feet above sea level, 95% Muslim. Average annual income, $250 per person. People live to be about 48 years old. Capital city is called Zanzibar also, with 200,000. Would you say Stone Town would be the best base for Zanzibar?
Yeah, Stone Town is, I mean, most tourists go to Zanzibar because it's got these paradise beaches up the east coast, sort of every tropical paradise beach cliche in place. But a lot of, I kind of didn't really enjoy the beaches that much because there's also Italian disco resorts up and down that coast now. And it's kind of like Eurotrance music round the clock and bikini yoga on the beach and Italians at their espresso temples. And I had a bit of time in Stone Town. Yeah, Stone Town Zanzibar is this kind of labyrinthine old sort of Arab-looking city that's the capital. And yeah, I'm very happy to sit on the street there.
So that's, you've got that garish kind of two worlds side by side where you've got these people jetting in and having their beach parties. And
it's, please don't wear your Speedo to the mosque, you know.
You befriended an old golf pro, and he took you out after dark for a little taste of nightlife in Zanzibar.
Yeah, I love the kind of random and unexpected in traveling. And, you know, I walked into a bar on my first night in Stone Town, and I met this golf pro. He was on the skids there. He was kind of sleeping on the beach with the junkies, and he knew all the professional thieves and prostitutes and street hustlers. But he was wearing, like, an ironed golf shirt, and he was wearing golf shoes and golf slacks. And he spoke fluent Swahili. He was half South African and half Dutch. And he was an incomparable guide to the low life of Zanzibar.
You were there to write a book, right? You must have thought, this is my man. Take me out.
Yeah. I mean, how could you possibly predict that happening?
So what happened? What did you learn at midnight in Zanzibar with this struggling old golfer?
Well, just to give you one example, you know, when somebody steals something from you in America, they generally want to not see you again. In Zanzibar, when somebody steals your phone or your camera, they try and sell it back to you because they figure they'll get a better price from you than anybody else because it's got your numbers in, it's got your pictures in. So it's just a lot of little things like that, you know.
You talked about a lot of scams there. And how did you carry your cash when you're in a place like that?
I use a money belt, you know. I think the best place is next to your skin. Certainly never use the hotel safe in Africa.
Can you leave stuff in your hotel?
Not unless you're in a very expensive hotel. And beware of whores who say they don't want money. And never trust a cop. Cops in Africa are really kind of like, they're kind of like the hyenas of the city, you know. They're sort of scavengers, predators, looking for scraps of money that they can kind of bully out of you a lot of the time.
It sounded from your description like it's hard to meet a girl who's not a prostitute out on the streets of Zanzibar.
Well, it's a Muslim culture, so it's kind of the good girls are kept inside and veiled. And if you happen to be in a bar, you tend to meet the... But prostitution works differently there. It's like the girl is trying to be your girlfriend for as long as you're there, because that way she'll get the most money and stuff out of you. She wants you to take her shopping and take her to Europe. And, yeah, it's not just a kind of one-time transaction thing.
Are they hitting on mostly European tourists?
Yes. Yeah, they have the most money.
I can see it now. The distant red neon shivered in the heat. I was feeling like a stranger in a strange land. You know where people play games with the night. God, it was too hot to sleep.
Richard Grant is showing us the nightlife of spicy Zanzibar down to its steamy underside right now on Travel with Rick Steves. He's turned his excursion across the wilds of East Africa into a riveting book called Crazy River. And his website includes a link to a BBC documentary film he made called American Nomads. It came from several years of travels in the American Southwest. When he's not wandering, Richard lives in Tucson. On the web, he's at richardgrant.us. Tell us what it's like to be in one of these bars at midnight. What kind of characters are there? What music is playing? What's the lighting?
Well, I remember there's this one kind of nightclub bar, and it was on top of a kind of derelict hotel. And there was a kidney-shaped swimming pool that didn't have any water in it, but had just slime and beer cans. And there's bats flying overhead, kind of eating mosquitoes, and there's sort of fights breaking out. And there was a tarab singer. Tarab is this unique Zanzibari music that's kind of sounds like an Indian movie soundtrack with kind of an Arabic flavor. And it's sort of a wailing, haunting music. And women who weren't prostitutes were there, dressed up to the nines, and they were all sort of dancing and swaying in front of the tarab singer, basically drawing everyone's eyes onto themselves. They would dance up to the singer, and then when they heard a line of the song they liked, they hand a banknote to the singer, and everyone watches the woman in her finery doing this, and then the next woman comes up and takes the spotlight.
Sounds like an incredible show.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
Now, you wrote that you were not concerned about violent crime, really. It was just petty, you know, theft and scams.
There's a lot of petty theft, yeah, in Zanzibar. When I got to mainland Africa, there was more sort of knife crime and that kind of thing.
Now, I read that 95% of the people in Zanzibar are Muslim. Do you feel like the people there are into their religion, or are they...
I was there during Ramadan, which was interesting. And there's also Hindus there and Christians there.
Mm-hmm.
And... We have so many misconceptions about Islam in America, particularly right now. I mean, it was really an education to go to an Islamic country and see the kind of hospitality and graciousness of Islam.
How so? Give me an example.
People just taking you into their homes and introducing you to their families and doing you favors and... And especially in mainland Africa, I would always try and gravitate towards the Muslim areas because I would get shown more hospitality there than by the Christian Africans.
So you'd be invited into somebody's home. Would it be a sort of a formal dinner they would serve you, or is it just hanging out?
Well, we're generally like very poor, so it would be, some cassava paste and maybe a bit of chicken. And they knew that being a white person, I couldn't drink the lake water, so they would kind of scrape together their money to buy me bottled water. They wouldn't let me pay for anything. They would give me their beds. They would show me around for free. And just a real warmth and hospitality I found, particularly from Muslims there.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Richard Grant, and Richard has come back from quite an adventure. He's written about it vividly in his book Crazy River, Exploration and Folly in East Africa. Richard, like many people listening, I'm just fantasizing about a way to go to Africa and the best way to go to Africa. Take me onto a street that you found particularly evocative in Stone Town, and take me to Zanzibar there.
Well, there's a place called Jaws Corner. And it's right in the heart of the labyrinth of Stone Town. And it's kind of children cycling by with a huge fish strapped to their bicycle. And as you buy your coffee from a guy that makes it on a charcoal brazier and he kind of clinks together his tiny cups to attract custom, there's a lot of jostling and barging and women walking by in these African fabrics or covered up in Muslim veils. And people peeling oranges to release the scent. And basically all of it would be illegal in America. There would be health codes. There would be, you know, you can't sell those pirated DVDs here. You know, the hygiene codes, and none of that exists. And it's just, yeah, the smells and the sights. I would just sit there for hours just soaking it up.
Sounds like a poetic barrage on all your senses. And it reminds me of sort of a lightness of backpacking and aimless kind of wandering that a lot of younger travelers have. And I don't think there's any age requirement for that kind of simple joy of travel.
Yeah, I think it's a fine activity and to be encouraged.
And I think your book is an inspiration to do just that. Richard, when I do get to Zanzibar, what are a couple of good Swahili phrases I should have in my arsenal to communicate?
Hakuna Matata. No problem.
Hakuna Matata.
There's also a bank is a benki.
A binky.
And a roundabout is a keepy lefty.
Ah, a keepy lefty. I like no problem. What's no problem again?
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. And I suppose when you're traveling in Tanzania and Zanzibar, that's a good word to know.
Yeah, it serves as goodbye sometimes too.
Richard Grant, author of Crazy River, Exploration and Folly in East Africa, thanks so much for bringing a little bit of Zanzibar into our lives.
All right, Rick. Hope you make it there.
Okay. Hakuna Matata.
Thanks, Rick. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Ma che dolce poesia. Hakuna Matata. Tutta frenesia.
Senza pensieri.
Next, local guide Virginia Augustinelli tells us about the wild region she comes from in the middle of Italy. An insider's guide to Abruzzo is next on Travel with Rick Steves. We're at 877-333-7425. And by email, it's radio@ricksteves.com. Travel with Rick Steves is made possible in part by the European Union delegation to the USA. Tips about traveling in Europe and information about the EU are available at euintheus.org. ¶¶